Hi, I'm going to call to order the June 13th, 2019 hearing of the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission. In attendance today are Commissioners Kirsten Hoffman, Lisa Keegan-Parcell, Helen Pillsbury, staff member Joe Cornish. First item on our agenda today is design review application 19.1007AB 57-59 Leamington Road. Proposed work at front yard, remove and replace stone retaining wall, concrete steps, and concrete sidewalk. Is there a representative from that property here? Okay, so we'll move on to our next agenda item is application 19.1214AB 210 Chestnut Hill Avenue. Proposed work at front facade, install entrance canopy. Any representative? Yeah, why don't you come up to the front, please, and introduce yourself for the record.
Hey, my name is Brian Houseman.
Brian.
So I have some, here's some existing condition photos I just added so you can get a sense of the context.
Thank you.
And basically what you're planning to do is install a canopy identical to the one at 206.
Correct. Pretty identical. It'll be a little bit not as sloped. It's just not possible to do it as sloped as that, but it'll be the green canvas, black framing. It'll be anchored into the mortar up against the wall there. It'll be about 10 feet out from the building, about 6 feet wide. Pretty similar in style to a T, basically, to 206s.
Is it going to meet at the same place on the wall there so you can still see the ornamental?
Yes, you will still
see
it.
Okay.
Correct.
One question I had, how will it be anchored into the sidewalk?
So it'll be drilled down into the sidewalk.
Okay.
Yes.
And then bolted down?
Yeah, bolted down, correct.
Any potential structural damage to the building if there's like excess weight loading. Like this happened to our building, that there was snow and the canopy, the weight from the canopy, because of the way it was anchored to the portico, actually caused structural damage to the portico. So my issue is just to make sure that it's, the way that it's attached is can't potentially.
It won't cause
that kind of problem.
In theory, I'll say what you mean, barring, I think, but probably what, a few years ago, when we had like all the heavy snow, I think I had a few properties that we managed that had the same kind of issue, but not structurally, but would just be, mainly it'll be supported going into the ground, and then up against the actual facade, it'll just be anchored in there with two anchor points going into the mortar. It won't be, the canopy's not that heavy, the framing's not that heavy, so it won't be that structurally secure to it, so if there was ever a heavy snowstorm, I think the canopy would just collapse. It might pull out a brick or two that's in that area if the whole thing was to come off, but I don't think it would cause, not a structural engineer, but I don't think it would cause that much damage, I guess.
So is it going into the brick? Because it looks like on this one it's going into like the stones around, right? Or is it going into the brick on the other one?
So we would, actually, that's a good point. It was going to go on the side, I think is what they,
So it's going to be wider
the stone,
than the other
one? Yeah, so actually, no, I guess I misspoke there when I talked to the contractor. So I guess it would be going into the stone. So it would be going into basically, if y'all get up and point here, it might be easier. It'd basically be going into this right here.
So are there mortar joints somewhere in those that are appropriate? I don't have a good idea.
The question was, I mean, that's the detail that I...
When I talked to the vendor pricing it out, they responded with what I responded, so that's...
I didn't think of that. I suspect that it's attached at the reveal of the door.
Yeah.
So if you're walking up to the door and you turn to the left and to the right, it'll probably be attached to those areas and not the front. Pilasters that you see, but we do need to, that's something that we need
okay.
to confirm.
That's something that we could have staff approve, correct? That they was appropriate?
Yes.
You're just saying it's one on each side though, it's like
correct.
Minimal application there.
I mean, what would be helpful if this is approved perhaps for me to meet with your installer out, out at the site, and then we can all see exactly how it's going to be done.
Basically,
we want to make sure it's going to be reversible.
When was the one at 206 Point put in?
According to Google, it seems like it's been there for a few years, so I'm not
exactly we don't have an application for it, so it might
be. It still looks good, so I was just, I mean, as long as it's in kind to that, I think it's fine.
I never really noticed that there's not one at 210.
As far as I know, there's never been one at 210.
The one at 206 has definitely been there for a long time.
Okay, I don't have any issues with that. Are there any other commissioner questions? No. So I will make a motion to approve with provisos that staff reviews the application of the, you know, the way it attaches to the building, the attachments, and how that's going to work with the stone. Do I have a second? Helen?
Yeah.
Oh, so do we have any comments on the public? Kirsten?
Yes.
And I will say yes. So we've unanimously voted to approve with provisos application 19.12148B 210 Chestnut Hill Avenue. Thank you so much.
I think we need to move.
Okay, so we're going to go back to application 19.1007AB 57 to 59 Leamington Road. At front yard, remove and replace stone retaining wall, concrete steps, and concrete sidewalk. Harry. You can come forward and introduce yourself for the record, please.
Yes, that'd be, the paper I have over here. This is my house over here.
Sorry, can you just state your name real quick for the record?
My name is Chu Suhu.
Great,
thank you. And 5759 Leamington Road.
Thank you.
By Mass.
Thank you for your patience in coming. I know we've had to reschedule before, so it's good to meet you here in person. Thank you. And maybe it might be helpful. I have a few photos here, if you don't mind, why don't I explain our situation here? Yes, yes. So you and your wife own this property. You went to Inspectional Services to replace the retaining wall, the steps, and the sidewalk.
Yeah,
and
the
we were alerted.
The retaining wall. If I can fix it,
I'll just say this is what initially this was what you had wanted to do.
Right.
Oops.
Yeah, that's the upper walkway.
But you had wanted to do that type of stone wall.
If I can do it, the retaining wall like this.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
You know, I like to do it, but if you say, "Oh no, you cannot," so I keep it the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to do anything except except the step going up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
this the next stone.
I was going to say we had a few email interchanges, and my recommendation is to keep the stone wall, but you will need to rebuild yours because yours has been repaired many, many times. But we want it to match because it's consistent. It goes to your neighbor's wall.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll want the same stones used, you know, laid in the same pattern and the same type of cap being used that you see here.
Mm-hmm.
The question I think we have now is if this commission will approve granite steps and granite pavers for the walkway. Mm-hmm. So you're proposing this type of step.
Yeah, this the top of the step.
And this type of
the upper walkway.
Yes, yeah. So that would be for the walkway.
Yeah.
Which we can't really see, right?
Well, the upper walkway almost seems like it's not in the
public view.
Right. You can't actually see the pavers.
Yeah.
So I mean I think because of that the ground upper walkway is almost not on purpose,
right?
But it would be acceptable because it's minimal. It's like minimal.
Yeah. So, yeah, as I say, the question now is the steps.
The steps.
And, you know, it's there are two...
there's other houses on that block that are the same.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other photos show other houses will have the same tall stairway that are sort of traditionally the concrete steps.
My issue is concrete doesn't hold up very well. Like, it's, I don't think it's a good look. Because it seems to, I mean, do we have statistics on that? Like, how long does concrete
It's the durability. I mean, what you could do, I mean, what you would have to do would be to re-pour these.
Right.
They've been repaired. Refacing doesn't really hold up. And part of the problem is with salt in the wintertime, and that really goes a long way to destroy the surface, the concrete surface. But again, you know, Helen, the other issue is that poured concrete flights of stairs are a character-defining feature of the district.
Just a close picture of the step. That's a broken.
Yeah. Thank you. Is this part of paved areas in the guidelines?
I would say, I mean, it's landscape. I would look under landscape and walls, and you do have the ability to approve alternate materials, but it's really at your discretion.
And nothing else kind of treatment addresses this is kind of the paved area guidelines for sort of roadway, driveway, and sidewalk integration. What are the amount of additional gate that's going to shoot here? Do you change this originally
Do we have a suggestion of what the granite stairs would be? Because for me, I think that matters. I think if you could do a granite stair that looked similar to the concrete,
right,
where
so
it's like
it
honed instead of like, I think like if you have like the...
The finish.
Right, I think the finish is important for
flat
that.
Flat and not...
See, like this I think is too...
The rough.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Too varied, but I think if you did that in something more honed, you'd be better.
I mean, the other question is what happens to
the
side
walls.
Parts.
Yeah.
If you were to do your granite steps, what happens to this area?
Just the curve.
Right.
It's on top of the step.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What material would that be?
That's a broken all the way to the top.
What are you proposing to put there instead?
Oh,
for the curve. The curb.
Oh, I think the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
For right now, it's about 5 feet or something like that. Okay. So what I'm going to do is put the granite, the whole piece of granite, lay it on, and put the wall on both sides of the curb like this, because that's easy to break.
Oh, I think he wants to do it.
Yeah, something like
you're trying to do a retaining wall.
I get a picture behind, show like almost like similar to. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be too much of a change.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say what. I wonder if you could just do the granite steps without any kind of curb. You know, maybe it's just grass on either side.
I think we've...
The wrong way.
It looks like you need some sort of retaining wall there, though.
Yeah. I mean, that's such a wall.
It doesn't look like you could do it with just stairs.
I don't know. Yeah. Down that slope, it seems like it'd be kind of like protective barrier facade.
Mm-hmm.
If you could, and the thing is, that could be like an integral part of the wall. So, I don't think you could do like a poured concrete for this part and a separate granite stair for
No, it would have to be a whole thing tied in.
Cannot put it on top of it, but to the wall.
Right.
And then lay the granite step on in between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my feeling is to approve the walkway but replace the wall and the stairs with poured concrete. Because I just don't know how you would make this part work with granite. I don't have an issue in general with if you were to change the granite to something that was appropriate and looked similar, but I don't see how that would be feasible with this.
So you're saying the stairs should remain on?
I think they should, because I don't know what you would do with this part of it, and I don't think you can get rid of it.
The side piece,
the curb that goes up by the stairs. That seems to me like that would be an issue. Especially because it does seem like it feeds right into this wall. And so if the wall's going to be replaced, it should all kind of be together.
And so, you know, like if this was granite stairs, you would think this would be...
Well, that's what I was asking.
Right. Side.
A granite side?
That would be possible. To do a granite, but I think what you're proposing, the wall that you're proposing on either side of the steps is too much of a change. I think a granite curb, if you could do a granite curb, granite side with granite steps.
Well, I can build it the same size, make the granite smaller.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more like the same size of this in between.
Mm-hmm. So. Really the same dimension. Basically, you would need to have a piece of granite that would match that.
I don't think the stairs, though, the granite stairs would roll like this. They need to be one. Right? Like, they should be like us.
Yeah, like the one I showed right there.
That poured concrete, really.
The picture over there.
It needs to be a honed finish, and they need to all be squared off.
Like that, but uniform interior color, but not with this wall like that, because the wall continues on to the neighbor's property, but not coming down to it, not a wall like that along the steps, like where you have that as the steps, that should be granite, and should be
the stone wall.
Right, should follow along with the existing curb. Right.
I would say,
if
you're doing a granite curb, that the it would end at the those little side pieces here. It would end behind. Oh no, it would come right to the side. Come right to the side of it.
Yeah, the granite, I mean, like
no.
That would almost like a square post at the end of the wall would have to remain, and if there were granite, it would come edge of that kind of square post.
Right, yeah, I think you could probably have a granite curb start just behind the post, and the steps could go to the side of the existing wall, but then when you get behind the wall, you'll need granite curbing on either side.
Right. I think that makes sense. Does that make sense to you? I think staff would need to approve the granite.
Yeah. And as an alternative, could he do cast stone instead? You know, cast stone would be, if the granite was too expensive.
Right.
He'd probably come back.
Yeah, I think we would just need to see the sample. I think we would need to see the material to kind of tell.
Yeah.
Because you want it to be fairly uniform in look to the poured concrete. Yes, you don't want something with like a lot of aggregate, you know, stone in it and whatever.
It's too bright and silver.
Yeah, it's got to look, So staff would need to approve a sample for that.
So, for me to understand, are you saying that...
Watch your step. Watch your step.
So this is the original stone wall that we remade.
Right.
And are you saying that the granite would just essentially replace what's now concrete in the stairs, including the stone?
Right. I was going to say, I think...
Like if this would this be changed to granite? But I think the suture on this side here of the wall, that would remain the original.
Yeah, I think this part here, from here down, could go away.
Uh-huh.
It could go away.
The wall could extend a little bit and the stair could come right up and meet that post right there.
Yes.
And then the curb would start
right
after
here.
That.
So that right here, the square stair would actually be wider than,
yes.
than above.
But, yes, possibly.
So that you wouldn't have the granite coming all the way down.
No, you'd have it behind that.
And you wouldn't have it edging up against the stone.
Right,
wall.
No. No, because I think that would look weird. I think you'd want
right,
to see the
have,
wall
yeah, two different
primarily.
Materials together.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think we'd want the granite curb to pretty much match this up,
right.
up here.
So, yeah. I think the stairs would be slightly wider than they are now.
Yeah, they may
the
be wider.
Here.
Yeah,
but
they may
here
be wider.
Be the same with these, like this big of granite.
Wouldn't you keep the same width the whole time?
That's the question, yeah. What happens up here?
But I thought you were saying it's okay to replace the side that we're going to slide with the granite here.
So if we're rebuilding the wall, right, we extend this portion, over, right, instead, so it like met up directly with
mm-hmm.
these stairs, and then the curb starts behind it and continues up, the stairs will be the
yeah,
same
okay,
width
yeah.
they are now. It's just that the wall is slightly
yes,
longer
yeah.
on both sides.
Is this wall being completely rebuilt as opposed to
that's
repaired?
That's my question.
Right, I think
yeah, well,
is this the wall will need to be rebuilt.
Is this completely structural and sound? This
that's,
wall?
Yeah, I mean,
I think this side over here, just right on the side of this thing over here. Okay, if I build a wall like this and put the cap on top of it, same thing like the one I have over there, the new one above, and what's the
yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, where it just meets it to the side like that.
See the wall?
Right, but we don't want the wall to be like, the wall needs to be like the neighbors. It needs to be.
Yeah. The larger,
fixed.
The existing stone and
yeah.
The,
yeah,
the
right.
larger stone. So, you know, really,
right.
we want it to be consistent with this,
right.
your neighbor's
but
wall.
The stairs will meet up directly with it. There is no curb on the side of that
mm-hmm.
wall. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right here, yeah, they use the cement. I might be able to use
yeah, like
the cement.
That. See how the stairs go directly into that side there? Like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think our preference would be for you to use cement, right? I mean,
for what?
For the steps.
Yeah.
To redo.
See the way they do over here, always line up with the
yeah.
side.
I mean, that would probably be more straightforward. And so, I mean, do you think you could recreate your steps in poured concrete?
Yeah, I can build it the way like the next door, the wall straight with the curb on the both sides.
In cement.
Yeah. And, if you say I cannot use the stone or something like that, try to use cement curb like that on top of it, on that,
mm-hmm.
on both sides, you know.
I think that would be more straightforward and an easier.
And the step is the granite, the whole piece that more stable or
well, for the steps
durable.
Itself,
for
the steps?
He still wants to use granite for the steps.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or if you say, well, I have to use
right.
the cement, right? I just leave the way it is and rebuild the curb on both sides.
Right.
That's it. Walk away. I don't want to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the step just repaired. That's all. Looks ugly, but
right.
I can't do anything, you know? That's
I
what I'm
like,
thinking about.
I love
about.
The durability of cement. So the idea that you could have a more durable material in there that looks similar to
mm-hmm.
the poured concrete is.
We do have one concept where we allow that. Because
it's simple, we allow it,
yeah,
right?
Actually, the granite maybe costs more up front, I don't know, but it's more like the cost over time
right.
that it is
mm-hmm.
more durable. When you know, it's kind of a fairly significant thing to replace a tall stairway.
Right.
So he did allow that. I mean, that was a huge stairway in the temple. But and that also has a smaller granite stairway on the side that it matched. And originally, the original plan had been for a granite stairway, and then I think for economic reasons when that was built, they had not done that. Right. So there was a little bit of rationale for it, but.
I mean, I definitely think the wall needs to be repaired in kind to match the neighbors, right? But I think we could look at doing a granite stair with a granite curb above where the wall is, extending to where the new walkway will be.
Yeah, I think we'll just need to see a drawing.
Yeah, I think
we need specific materials.
I mean, if we're allowing granite, why couldn't you just redo the stairway, the configuration is now accepted and appropriate? Type of granite, like why can't the curbing be on the side like it is now?
Right, I think it can, but I think it's going to be making a drawing that shows exactly.
Yeah, I think that's what's needed is like, yeah. like exactly how it's going to be configured to have clarity on that.
So you mean the the step, keep it the length of the step with the same and put the curb on top of it?
Right, I think
same thing like before.
Right, I think what we're saying, stop me if I'm wrong, is that we're going to want you, and you can look up here, that we're saying yes, you can do granite steps.
Yeah.
You can do granite curbs, but we want you to match the same dimensions of what's here, but in granite.
And they would need to be full granite slabs, not granite tops, right? They would need to be like monolithic pieces for each.
Yeah. Yes, but we would need to, you know, have some type of drawing so we know
this
exactly
right now,
what we're going
just,
to do.
It's like not the dimensions of the retaining wall aren't right, so it's hard to tell what's going to happen with these curves here.
I put the granite, lay it down the step. And put the cement curb on top of it, see if I can do it. The same, make it the same.
You're saying do this piece here in cement?
I think if that's cement, the stairs need to be cement.
And that in granite.
Right, don't you?
Yeah.
Because
well,
the wall
that is not granite.
The curb and then granite stairs?
The whole thing is not granite.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it is stone. Okay, on both sides of the step. With like, the stone wall and put the
yeah, no, I think that's, I mean, that's going back to what you were originally proposing. It's, you know, it's this kind of low design is what we want to keep of that curve.
So
I think they did something before. See the top and the bottom? Not the same size. The size already changed, you know. See this over here, the
web over here and over here.
Mm-hmm.
I think something already.
I mean, it looks consistent. It looks consistent to me, but you live there, you probably know better.
I think the place been there since 1925.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a long time.
Well, Commissioner comments? I think we either have to do a motion that says that the wall and the stairs and the curb all need to be replaced in kind, right? But we allow the granite pavers on the top walkway. Or we say, if you still want to put granite in, we need drawings. And the curb needs to remain this height. The retaining wall needs to be replaced in kind. Is there a preference for the commissioners on which way people are leaning? For me, it doesn't make sense to do granite stairs and then the poured concrete curb and then keep the retaining wall. I think if the curb is concrete, it makes sense to have the whole thing be one piece.
So I think it should either be
I'm I'm because of the durability issue, I'm open to it. I mean, you know, you have to balance the consistency of the neighborhood with durability and practicality going forward for the homeowner. You know, to me, the stone retaining walls, there's no question that needs to be retained. That's an important feature. The stairs are a more pedestrian feature. You walk up them, right?
So can we be specific with the parts of this that we know we can be specific about, issue a continuance to deal with the other items to get more information? Would that be the appropriate step, or?
Right, unless he wants to repair the steps. I think that makes sense. You know, right now, we could say rebuild the retaining wall in kind, replace the sidewalk pavers with the proposed granite, but repair the steps. Or if you want to do something different with granite for the steps, come back with a complete drawing next month, and you'll entertain that.
Well, the way is, right, if there's a step, and if I can put a granite or the way the picture I look, the picture look, if I cannot do that, I just rebuild the curb the same way it was, that's it.
With concrete.
Yeah, but the upper walkway, like you say, I can use a granite to fix that, right?
Yes.
It's the only way I can do it. See what happens when you break it down, pour the cement, and you lay the concrete, no, lay the granite stone, save a lot of time, and, I still have to break it, so.
So we could make a motion to approve with provisos the new walkway, right? And the repairing of the steps in kind with what they are now, and the rebuilding of that retaining wall in kind to match the neighbor's retaining wall. And that any additional changes need to be brought back in front of the commission to review, including the possibility of doing a granite curb and a granite stair. Okay, that was my motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Sharon?
Yes.
Sorry. Any comments? No. Helen?
Yes.
Kirsten?
Yes.
And I will say yes. So if you unanimously voted to approve with provisos, application 19.10078759 Leamington Road, and staff will follow up with you about
I'll be in touch with you
steps.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank
someone,
you.
You're gonna email me tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're
you.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for your feedback.
Talk to you a long time.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. See what happened is okay. The wall. If you say, well, they have to help maintain the same way it was, okay, that's okay. I'm not gonna do it and just leave it the way it is. And the step, if they say, okay, I cannot use a granite, so I keep the way it is. And just repair the curb both sides, exactly the same, and lay it on top of the step, that's it, Looks ugly, but just the way it is.
Our next application on our agenda is application 19.1252AB 1916B Beacon Street. Proposed work at front facade, replace existing wall sign and install new blade sign. The representative from that project here, hi, you can come ahead. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, could you state your name for the record, please?
My name is Ricky Zhang, and I'm the site contractor.
Thank you.
And,
so this is Kung Fu Chi.
Yeah, it's the new sign drawing, is the same as the Kung Fu Chi, but they just have a new look. That's their new logo.
Okay.
Same Kung Fu Chi. And also they want to add a blade sign next to the sign.
Right here.
Okay.
And on the next door they have a blade sign, like on the very top, right there.
Eagles, is that eagle down?
Eagle, yeah, okay. Yeah.
See it better here.
So we just, I just want to, you know, the owner just want to add a bayside, just under the eagle, but on my side.
Right.
And the bottom is level to the bottom of the sign.
So right here.
Yeah.
And then that's your detail.
That's a small blade sign, right?
It's a 24 it's a 24 inch high. The width is 26 and a half. So basically it's like a 2x2.
Well, what do we think the size of the Eagle Deli one is? Because in the rendering, it looks much smaller than
the Eagle,
2x2, doesn't it?
The Eagle Deli is much bigger. My side, the height is 36 inch. The Eagle, you know, I think the Eagle will be the, you know, probably the similar size, the base size of the Eagle.
The material of the
replace
sign, is it the same as what's there?
The material of the base sign, the bracket, I'm using 1.5 by 1.5 square steel, and the base sign here, I'm going to use the aluminum on the side, and on both sides, I'm going to use the plexiglass, I mean the acrylic. Basically, it's the same as the channel letter material.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the main.
What's that?
The main sign is.
Yeah. The material, the main sign.
Oh, the material, the main sign.
Yeah.
Okay. This one, the panel is going to be aluminum, non-illuminated. Only light up.
The lenses.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Kung Fu tea and the logo.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, it's the same as the assisting, but they just have a new look.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I think that can you come back and show them all three facades? They're small, narrow facade, and I mean, as it is, the signage takes up the full, you know, width of the facade.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that we just denied Santander putting a blade sign because they thought they had adequate signage.
Yeah.
On that small facade.
Yeah.
We didn't review the Eagles. That's like before this commission.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's a gigantic sign that we did not review. Like that's before this commission existed. But it just seems like, but for consistency, that do you remember, John? I'm pretty sure we
right.
Yeah.
Did
not
set
the
other sign. And that this is it's a small facade. It's like and especially the new one, which is quite bold and it's very simple. Letters that will stand out and be easily legible to a pedestrian or to an automobile. You know, people pass through the park. I just think like that's adequate.
I think that's fine
for the business to be able to get their message out.
Mm-hmm. I think also, I mean, having it so close to the Eagle sign would be awkward too.
Yeah, I think anywhere else on that building would be awkward. But I do think that signage is substantial for the space, right? Without having the blueprint there. So.
One detail I had thought of, if you consider this, you know, I think the sign should match at least the height dimensions of the Santander sign.
Yeah.
I think it looked like what you're proposing was a little bigger than what's there in looking at the dimensions. Of the existing sign versus what you're proposing. So, I mean, I think that's an important detail because we don't want this sign being much larger or higher in the sign band than this one.
Oh, if you want, I can go to a measure the Santander sign.
Yeah, definitely.
And I can measure the height of the Santander.
I think that's important.
Yeah.
So what about the width here? So do you want me to go make the side like
I think you go all the way longer, to the edge if you want to.
Yeah. So
that's
so
what Santander does,
yeah.
Right, I guess right now it's tall. The one that's there now I guess is taller than Santander.
A little bit,
not as wide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can make it a little bit wider and a little bit
shorter. Okay.
That would be fine.
Yeah. So I go to measure it like tomorrow or something like that. So and then I get back to you.
Yeah, well, that's up to you guys.
Are there any other questions from the commissioners? I would make a motion to approve replacing the existing wall sign with the one proposed in the altered dimensions per, you know, to match the Santander. You can go all the way to the side, but the height should match the Santander. And then no blade signs, right? Okay, so do I have a second? Okay, Helen? Oh, sorry, Sharon?
Yes.
Helen?
Yes.
Kirsten?
Yes.
And I will say yes. So we have unanimously voted to approve with provisos, application 19.12528B, 1916B, Beacon Street.
Okay.
And staff will be in touch with you.
Okay, all right.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
The next item on our agenda is application 19.12518B, 1608 to 1610 Commonwealth Avenue. Do we have a representative here? Hi,
yes, how
are
you doing?
Could you just introduce yourself for the record, please?
My name is Michael Brewster. I'm
Thank
with
you.
Barlow Signs.
Right, here are just some to remind you what this site was. It was a 7-Eleven at one point, and here's an image.
Right.
You can see it had a, the billboard had an image on it, and this is most recently.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, if you just want to walk us through the proposed design.
So what we're looking to do is remove the three existing, they're blank signs now. It looks like somebody's removed the faces out of them.
Okay.
And install flush mount internally illuminated channel letters. I believe we've designed them to not exceed the 30-inch max height requirement. They will be on raceways to limit the number of penetrations into the building. And then we're also looking to put a new advertisement up on the billboard that's on the existing billboard that's up on the roof.
You don't have that design for today, is that correct?
That is correct. We have a placeholder shown in our design package.
Okay.
It's really just a placeholder just to kind of give an idea of what we're looking to do there.
Are you looking to change the color that's behind the sign, or are you going to leave that as is?
As far as I'm aware, that's staying. That I think it's
it's like
an architectural bronze kind of color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I couldn't tell if it was turning black in this.
No, I think that's just the way the images came through. As far as I know, and most of the times when East Boston does them, they usually leave that bronze color.
Okay.
But all three of the existing signs will be removed. They'll be repaired by the general contractor, and then we'll hang our internally illuminated channel letters.
And then, can you talk about the awning?
Yes, the awnings, I was just informed prior to coming here, will only go from window to window. I believe that is depicted on here. Bear with me a second here. They'll just be fabric awnings, they're not illuminated.
Okay.
Just your standard fabric shed style awning, and they will only go from the edge of the window to the edge of the window, leaving the brick exposed.
It's going to be similar to this.
Correct.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. The view on the left side is a little skewed. It would be in a little bit further so that the brick is still exposed.
And I think we would need to be specific about that being attached to the mortar. So let's see here. It's mounted in grout, yeah.
Yeah. So
the specification on here is appropriate.
We reviewed an East Boston savings bank where like we're buying the bistro and all that used to be. I think it's pretty similar.
Yeah.
In terms of like I think the same awning was used.
And I think the awning's appropriate for that stretch there too. Tosca has those awnings there. I think the signage is appropriately sized and material for the district guidelines.
I just want to ask you to own that billboard piece, so I want to suggest taking it down.
I don't personally own it. I don't know. I'm not sure if it was part of a purchase or if they're leasing it. I was under the impression we were going to have a representative from East Boston here, but I think he might have gotten stuck in the same trap.
Having a billboard there. Okay. that suggestion.
You can make that suggestion if you want.
It would make the building more attractive and
that's true.
Reduce visual clutter and, in my opinion.
Well, the billboard would need to come back in front of the commission for review.
Right.
Not
suggesting.
Right, in advance of that. I think everything else looks appropriate. Are there additional commissioner comments or questions?
So this is like a similar raceway,
yeah.
It's illuminated.
Right, the letters are illuminated?
Correct.
Yeah.
It's illuminated at night, but not
during the
day. Not during the day. I wouldn't assume they'd have them on. It wouldn't really help any.
Yeah, it says, you know, it says patch and repair. All the specifications seem to be accurate in terms of what the commission would ask. All right, any other commissioner questions? I will make a motion to approve the signage and the awnings as specified. And that the billboard would need to come back in front of the commission, which is also suggesting that it be considered that the billboard be removed as well. Do I have a second?
Second.
Sharon?
Yes.
Helen?
Yes.
Kirsten?
Yes.
I say yes. So if we unanimously voted to approve with provisos application 19.12518B 1608 1610 Commonwealth Avenue.
So then we need to come back through
if you're
for
the
billboard.
Yeah, any changes that are going to be made to the billboard need to come in front of the commission, including removal or putting a new image up there. Needs to come in front of the commission again. And staff will follow up with you on details from this meeting and moving forward with everything.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Next on our agenda is administrative review and approval. The other application has been withdrawn. Okay, this would be application 19.1182AB 5 Raymore Road.
And a few other.
Okay, 1868 to 1874 and 1880 Commonwealth Avenue and 324 Chestnut Hill Avenue. At front facade, Kofkin paint wood trim around all windows and doors and repaint cornice and soffits to match existing colors, and at rear elevation, repoint masonry, caulk and paint will trim around windows and repair metal decking to match existing colors. The staff, does that meet with guidelines?
Yes.
Is there an image of this? What is like, what's happening? Is this one building?
Yeah, it's a huge, it's a block across the street from where I live. It's a white brick building.
Oh, okay. Oh,
it's
all
a wall, that whole block from Strathmore Road and wraps around Chestnut Avenue.
Okay.
So, and everything here pretty much.
Yes, yeah. It's mostly maintenance work. Really.
You know, I do have a question. Have we ever heard back from them? They had like some, you know, I don't know if it's all one condominium association, but they had some applications for windows, and we have suggested that they like
do a study
of like their whole, because they've got multiple different, some is 601, some is replacing 101. And we had suggested they do a
window master
plan. Make a plan. And I don't think we've ever heard back from them. I don't think anyone has. There were windows that were replaced several years ago before you were here, without an application or before the violation.
Yeah.
I'll follow up and I'll ask them about the master plan.
So then when they came for this, we proposed that, and I don't think we've ever heard back from them.
I don't think we told them they had to do it, though, but.
No, they do.
We suggested it.
I think if they came back in front of us for windows again, we could.
Right. I just was interested because we're doing all this repair like around the window.
Okay, if that meets with guidelines, I will make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
Yeah, sorry, you have come on in. Oh, you forget something?
I talked to my client. My client say, you know, on that block, you know, the Starbucks and Tequila, you know, and the GNC, they all have a baseline.
Yeah, it's a different building. Like, this is a different building than those ones, and the spacing of those storefronts is very different.
What we were in the middle of, and then
Sorry.
Okay, so we'll go back to...
We'll come back.
Application 19.1182 AB. I will make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, Sharon?
Yes.
Helen?
Yes.
Person? I will say yes, so we have unanimously voted to approve. Application 19.1182 AB. Okay, now we're going back to application 19.1252 AB, 1916 B Beacon Street. So what I was saying is that it's a different storefront. So those other storefronts that are further up into Cleveland Circle, there's a spacing that's different, and the storefronts allow for more space for blade signs. The part where this storefront is, with the three put all together, it just doesn't have the same room allowance that some of those others
and,
do.
And you can let your client know that Santander Bank also had one denied
from them. Yeah.
So they're not. The commission's not going to allow blade signs on this building.
That they're small storefront.
And we review signs on a case by case basis. So each building is different. So you know, some buildings are designed where they can handle, or they can. It's appropriate to have a blade sign, okay. But not in this particular case because of the way the windows.
Yeah,
are configured.
He also said that. How come the eagle? You know, like
they haven't come in front of us. That's been grandfathered in because it was done before the commission.
Long.
If they wanted to change it, they would need to come in front of us, and we would review that.
And is it likely would not refuse?
Yes.
For something of that big.
Right. We would likely not approve it again.
Okay.
And your client can certainly be in touch with me, and I'll be happy to talk with them.
Yeah, because
I mean, the good thing is it's not hidden by the eagle sign. It does sit below it, and it is illuminated. So I think visibility wise, it's not, you know,
the proposed sign is.
So, yes. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. That I just talked to my client. That's what he, you know, that's what.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But feel free to have him call me tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll be happy to talk. To
okay.
Him.
All right.
Thank
okay.
You so
okay.
Much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, our final item on the agenda is review and ratification of the April 11, 2019 public hearing minutes. Is everybody, this was our hearing that
yeah.
The applicant did not show up
for,
so
there is
not
yeah.
a lot of items on here. I'll make a motion to approve or to ratify. Has everybody had a chance to look at these? Okay, so Sharon?
Yeah, sure.
Helen?
Yes.
Kirsten? So we've unanimously voted to ratify the April 11, 2019 public hearing minutes. Staff updates?
We have someone who's going to start in the middle of July.
Yeah.
We'll be taking over the South End and Mission Hill and Four Point Channel. So then once that transition is made, Nick will be here full time. So Nick will be staffing this commission along with Beacon Hill and the Secret Health District.
Are there any updates on getting more commissioners?
Yes. Well, it's interesting. We've had some nominations come in, but we haven't had, you guys haven't been renominated. So I don't know. We haven't gotten anything from the Historical Society. Or were those your nominators? People who nominated you guys? Or?
That wasn't how it worked. I mean, I was basically nominated by another commissioner on a different district. I mean, when we started,
I was
the commission.
Nominated like. The
organization.
Right.
And I was nominated by somebody who was on the
Landmarks
Commission at that time.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
The deal is, if we have to go through another renomination process, I'm probably going to be leaving the commission because I think it's unnecessary at this point. Like, we need more commissioners in here, not an attempt to, like, get rid of the commissioners we already have. That's just my personal stance on it. So,
I mean,
there has been no updates for us for what we should be doing.
I don't know how I would get renominated. I mean,
no, I'm not sure either.
I mean, no one. The organization that worked on creating the district and
right.
that I was nominated from doesn't exist anymore. It's defunct now.
Right.
And I mean, I maybe somebody from the Right to Solve Society would know me if you'd be willing to nominate me.
Yeah.
I'll raise the subject again the next
you know?
Time. We
yeah, if you could email me the contact for the Historical Society, because we did send out our letters, and we didn't hear back from them.
That's a good source.
But they have to be resident within the Aberdeen district.
Yes.
There's
specific requirements, but that's yeah.
Yeah.
But if you wouldn't mind, if you could email me that person, because we want to have a good pool of.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion. motion to adjourn. So Sharon?
Yes.
Helen?
Yes.
Person?
Yeah.
Okay, we've unanimously voted to adjourn the June 13th, 2019 hearing of the Aberdeen Arc Conservation District Commission.